Mayor Bloomberg of New York has been in the news a lot recently, mostly because of the soda ban, or the limitations on how big a soda you could buy, which were struck down by a court. Then a few days later, he wanted to get cigarettes out of the view of consumers, have the people who were selling them put them behind the counter, not in glass cases or anywhere else, but someplace you couldn't see them. He thought maybe that would cut down on the number of people smoking them. One of the things you may not have heard about, however, is a billboard campaign that he has started in New York City. They have put up billboards and subway banners and bus shelter signs trying to shame teenagers into not getting pregnant. There's a crying baby on one that says, "I'm twice as likely not to graduate high school because you had me as a teen." There's one with another baby saying, "Got a good job? Good. I cost thousands of dollars each year." Another one has yet another sad baby saying, "Dad, you'll be paying to support me for the next 20 years. And yet another one says, "Honestly, Mom, chances are he won't stay with you. What happens to me? Are you ready to raise a child by yourself?" 90% of teen parents don't marry each other. It's obvious that the key word here is shame. Shame kids away from getting pregnant. Richard V. Reeves wrote an op-ed piece about this in the New York Times. He's a contributor to the Times and also a fellow at the Brookings Institution. I've asked him to join me here today to talk about it, and he does so live from London. Richard, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much, Paul. Good to be with you.
Why do you like this idea?
What I like about these adverts is that they're very emotional. The fact that we're talking about it now tells you that there's been an emotional response here. And rather than just having a list of facts, or if you're like a kind of standard public health campaign, it really tries to kind of go for an emotional response. And, you know, as you just outlined, it talks about how the cost of these decisions, particularly for the child themselves, in a very emotive way. And as you say, they've been accused of kind of having a kind of shame-based approach. And to the extent that shame is about recognizing the costs of our behavior for other people as well as for ourselves, well, to some extent, I think that's a fair criticism of the campaigns. However, I also think it's why the campaigns are justified and may well be effective at just making these youngsters think twice about a decision that is incredibly costly, not actually so much for themselves, but for the resulting child. And, you know, 4 out of 5 teen pregnancies are unplanned. These are not kind of carefully thought through decisions, and the results of them can be quite devastating for the kids involved. And as long as there are other elements to the plan, you know, as long as there is sex ed and medical advice and so on, I think as part of the package, I don't think that the criticisms that have been made of the campaign and of Bloomberg for invoking shame are fair at all. I think that if it does anything to reduce rates of teen pregnancy, particularly in the most disadvantaged groups, then it will have been worthwhile.
When I saw these, I thought, you know, that's kind of the same message my wife and I have tried to give to my teenage daughter. She's now 18 years old, but when we started talking about sex years ago when she was much younger, we tried to impart in her the idea of why you shouldn't get pregnant, and these were some of the same points. But the question is this the role of parents, or when Bloomberg has his city administration do that, is that government as a nanny state again?
Well, I think that's exactly the right question, Paul. I mean, it's one thing for us to say, look, these are kind of legitimate feelings and emotions and things for us to share in our own families and communities, but should our tax dollars be being used, in a sense, to kind of provoke those sorts of reactions? And there, I think it will depend on two things. One, is it justified? And B, will it work? And I think it's justified in this case because of the costs for the child, in the same way that campaigns around smoking or diet or, you know, safety and so on, seatbelt laws, you know, where there's a kind of clear cost, then I think it's justified. And then secondly, will it work? And the evidence that New York have so far presented suggests that actually an emotionally led campaign will be effective preventatively. But I think that we'll have to see. You know, we don't know yet whether the campaign's effective, but I think that to rule it out in advance because we think it crosses a nanny state line is just wrong. It's certainly no more nanny state than half of the public health ads we have, or indeed the attacks on smoking that you've just mentioned. So I don't think that's in and of itself. There's no philosophical reason to oppose it.
When you talk about the cost, are you talking about the cost to these teenagers who become pregnant and have a child, or perhaps don't have a child because abortion is legal in the United States, not available in every state, but certainly still legal? Are you talking about the cost to the teenager and perhaps her family, or to society at large?
I'm talking about both. I think particularly, and I think where those two meet actually is in the cost of the resulting child. And you mentioned various examples of the posters, and some of them do talk about the cost to the teenager themselves. But actually, the research evidence, Paul, suggests that, you know, the biggest price is actually paid by the child who results from a teen pregnancy, and therefore society at large. I mean, one estimate is that the cost of teen pregnancy in resulting kind of high school dropouts, higher rates of crime, etc., is about $10 billion a year in the U.S. So they're a big number, and of course you can argue about the number, but it's pretty clear that there's a heavy cost being paid by society because of the heavy cost being paid by the kids who result. And for me, the adverts that kind of highlight that, like the one you mentioned about you're only half as likely to graduate high school, that's the real key. I think adverts that work most effectively when they're emotional highlight on the cost to somebody else. And a lot of the reaction here is to just think about the resulting child. You know, what are their chances in life? Are you really giving them the best start? And the answer is no. And so think twice, think three times, think four times before making the set of choices that will lead you to become a parent. That's the cost that I think we really need to highlight.
And by the way, not a bad message for people at any age to think it over. Don't just get drunk and hop in a sack and, you know, unprotected sex, and the next morning wake up and you're peeing on a stick and, okay, surprise.
Right. Yeah, as a general rule, actually planning it and wanting it is a whole lot better than not planning it and not wanting it. And it's just that when you're a teenager, you're pretty unlikely to have planned it. And, you know, the results are there for all to see. And I, in a way, I just, it's a much edgier campaign. You're right, it's been accused of kind of invoking feelings of shame and so on. And there's a cost there, because if you're already a teen parent, you know, how does that make you feel? Well, mm-hmm. You know, that's a problem. It's very hard to kind of run campaigns in a sense that don't only target those who might become teen parents and those who aren't. But even, let's think about it, even those who are, many of them go on to become teen parents again. You know, they have two kids or three kids. And so even if it makes the ones who are already teen parents, A, realize they might need to really work hard with their own kids to try and help them overcome the disadvantages. But maybe it'll help them not to do it again and have a second or a third child. So,
yep, absolutely right. This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris talking with op-ed writer Richard V. Reeves, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, about new billboards up in New York, and you may start seeing them elsewhere across America, that try to shame kids into knowing that getting pregnant as a teenager, not such a good idea. Were you surprised that Planned Parenthood officials came out against it? One of them called it a scare campaign that shames teen parents and promotes gender stereotypes. Haiti Morales, who's a vice president of Planned Parenthood, said it creates stigma, hostility, and negative public opinions about teen pregnancy. And then she even said, teen parenthood is simply not the disastrous and life-compromising event these ads portray. You surprised by that?
I guess I wasn't surprised. I was a bit disappointed that they came out so quickly and so strongly in the way that they did, because it's simply not true to say that there aren't these heavy costs. I mean, there's anybody who's even, you know, glanced at the research on the impact of teen pregnancy. It's very hard to deny that it has a big impact. In fact, Planned Parenthood themselves and other publications would recognize that. From my view, it was a sort of knee-jerk, quotes, liberal response, right? I say quotes because I actually don't think it's really a liberal response. That's one of the things I've tried to argue, is that actually, you know, we should all care about the impact on the teens and on the communities who are affected. It was just anything which in any way appears as if it might even potentially be, quote, blaming the victim, is immediately opposed by any of those with, quotes, liberal response. I just think that was wrong, because, you know, there's a kind of knee-jerk, anything that makes people feel bad about choices that they're making or might be about to make is bad, right?
Yep.
So there's no judgment, there's no. I just think that's wrong, and I actually think it most of all, that fails the people themselves and the kind of kids that result. And after all, there are lots of areas where people don't mind shaming people. They just didn't like it in this particular case. And I understand, I think their fear is that then people, if you like, more conservatives, quote-unquote conservatives, might say, well, if it's their fault, why are we paying to help their kids? You know, why are we giving them more scholarships? Why are we putting more money into their schools? You know, if they were just more moral about this, then it wouldn't have happened. So it's their fault. So their fear is that if you even concede an inch, that conservatives will take a mile and start defunding programs. And you know what? So everybody ends up having a really an unhealthy conversation. You know, of course it's both, and we should all be able to see both sides of the coin.
Yep. Great points, Richard. Thanks so much for joining me today on America Weekend.
Great to be here. Thanks, Paul.
Richard Reeves, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution, op-ed writer for the New York Times. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. America.
end.